Chief of State's Office, Coruscant. Dalla looked up as Dorvan walked into her office. Her expression was hard, but there was concern in her voice. Are you all right? I managed not to impale myself on his weapon while we were talking. Clearly upset, he flopped down into a chair without waiting to be asked. I'm mostly mad because the lockdown I called for didn't even slow him down, but it kept me from getting here for half an hour. What does security say?
He ran into Jedi Master Silgol, dueled with her briefly, and was flattened like a bug. She commandeered a passing commercial speeder and took him back to the temple.
She glanced down at the monitor on her desk. Her eyes flicked back and forth as she read an update.
The Coruscant security officers I dispatched to the Jedi Temple are there now and have issued an order to the Jedi. They must turn over Jedi Saw within the hour, or there will be consequences.
Will there be consequences?
Oh yes. Definitely, yes.
Jedi Temple, Coruscant. The news about Jedi Sar's madness and the Coruscant security officers parked on the temple's front steps circulated with the speed of comm traffic. When Jaina swept into the medical ward, the first thing she saw was news coverage of the event on the chamber's main monitor. It showed an aerial holocam view of the temple, uniformed security officers and Jedi guards standing stiffly, meters apart, in a temporary standoff. Silgol or Tekli had switched the sound off. Jaina turned to Silgol, who was bent over the unconscious form of Sar. The Jedi Knight lay on his back on a hover gurney, the device currently settled on the floor. His tunic was off, and he wore a monitor ring on his brow, like a headband. His eyes were closed, his wrists and ankles shackled to the bed. There was a form-fitting blue plast cast on his nose. Jaina moved up beside the Jedi Master, and Shul Vall, Jedi medic and Silgol's aide. A middle-aged blue Twi'lek, whose unhurried movements and soothing manner made him seem the island of calm at the center of any storm of chaos.
Same as the others?
Shul Vall nodded.
Paranoia and hostility. No manifestation yet of force powers he should not possess. Master Silgol gave him a concussion and a broken nose.
I had to end the fight quickly.
Silgol sounded gruff, even defensive.
Sometimes to heal, you must first hurt.
Jaina grimaced.
In just a few words, you've summed up my love life. Anything I can do?
Silgol nodded.
Pepper Shuttle, before the government gets the bright idea to examine every vehicle leaving the temple, I want to get Jedi Sar off-world and to the transitory mists.
Will do.